This keynote begins with Shabbos Tzuru Beni Shemud Mokroi. It's a keynote attributed to Abulazar Kalir. Abulazar Kalir, Kayadua, one of the most famous of the Paitonim. Exactly when he lived, it's not so clear. Big machlokas, exactly whom he was, when he lived. There are different suggestions. Some of them place this prodigious poet anywhere from the Yemei HaTannaim to the Zman of the Goyim. And maybe that lack of historical definition reflects a fascinating reality. Just that this author defies any limitation in time, his poems are also, his keynotes, his piyutim are historical. His piyutim transcend the boundaries of generation. My Rebbe, Yisrael HaTzal, was in love with him. Poshut Ahava, I don't know how to describe it. Mayim Rabin lo yuchlu l'chabes es ha'ava u'naharas lo yishtafua. Yimite ish kolom beis ha'ava boz yabuzula. He expresses emotions of people who span generations and centuries and still resonates with us even today. I saw the Arubis HaBoisev of Avraham ben Azriel, I think it was 16th century. He contends this kina is really the conclusion of a longer kina, beginning with the word Avicho, with the letter Aleph, that was recited in many communities during the Chazar Shashat and Shmoneh Esrei. And this one, he said, Shabbos was recited separately, seated, following Shmoneh Esrei. So, a model which is very common in Abulazar Kalir's keynotes is the Aleph-based model. He's very into that. So, the first section concludes with the letter Nun. So, the current keynote begins with a series of stanzas with the letter Samach, Suru, Sechi, Umos. And you'll see that each of the eight stanzas contains a complex pattern of words drawn from the six Aleph-based patterns of Megillas Echa, woven together with many allusions, many textual references in each line. And following the Aleph-based section, it concludes with one stanza that bears the acrostic of the author's name, Elazar Kalir. There are several themes that are prominent in this keynote. First, we'll mention the theme of Mokom, the theme of place. If you will, where Hashuas Hashchina takes place. And that's central, of course, to what Tisha B'Av is all about. If you look carefully, you'll see there are six stanzas that make reference, some of them directly, some of them indirectly, to the Mokom of Hashuas Hashchina that we long for on this day. Mishkan, in the first stanza. After that, Gilgal. After that, Shiloh, the third stanza. After that, Nov. After that, Gibeon. These are five locations of the oil of Hashem's Baruch. And the final place, which is hinted in the sixth stanza, is actually what kind of remez, I would say. In the stanza beginning, Lama ruach hapeinu la'tevach shamaru, ro'isa ki chesanu oram chamaru, ro'isa ki omol v'chas, be'ivuyach gamaru. The term be'ivuyach gamaru, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash. She'ivisa, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Samud Beis, in the place of your longing, where you had a tremendous cheshek, gaguin, gaguin for the Magom HaMikdash. And it's not coincidental that he chose this appellation for the Beis HaMikdash, because on this day we contemplate how Hashem had a tremendous longing to build his home in Yerushalayim, and we long for it too. Now that we've caused its demise and caused its Churban, we also want it to be rebuilt. So that is a very significant theme that's found over here in this Kina of Rav Lazar HaKadosh. Secondly, here you have, again, many, many references to Pesukim in Eicha. The very beginning, that describes that we were reviled by the Umos HaElam. And this is the Davi Yadua, that our enemies, not only did they persecute us, but they demonized us. They characterized us as being subhuman, people who are revolting, people who are filthy. And this goes back already to Yetzias Mitzrayim, goes back many, many generations. You know, to the Shonos, our salvation always pointed this out. One is found actually in the Parsha of Kisavo, in the mitzvah of Bidu Bikurim, of the Kriyas HaParsha. The other is found elsewhere. One time the pasuk says, "Vayoreu lanu hamitzvim, vayanunu," and the other lashon is "Vayoreu osanu hamitzvim, vayanunu." What's the distinction between them? So you know the mefarshim already point this out. Vayoreu lanu, they treated us badly, but vayoreu osanu, they maligned us. Rather unusual formulation. They demonized us. Essentially, it was not only a physical assault, but a psychological assault as well. Reish HaLevi has a lot of discussion on this in his Perash Al HaTorah, when he points out with Yaakov Avinu and his encounter with Esau. So there, the Torah describes it as Seleinu Biad Ochi Biad Esau. Tzvei Dinin. Biad Ochi. Ochi means a brother. So Esau could behave towards Yaakov as a brother. Even we see in the Pesukim Bamidbar when the Bal Yisrael is about to enter Eretz Yisrael, they want to go through the land of Esau. So they send a message, and the Torah describes Esau as an ach, as a brother. Even though the Gemara says in Kedushin, it was an ach, it was a meshuma. But he's an ach. So miyad ochi. And then the other times, miyad Esau. To be someone who actually, Nachman Litzlan wants to destroy us. So he has two different poses. One, he poses as a ach. On the other hand, he can be posed as someone who is Rahman al-Litzan, who clearly his interest is to destroy us. So the two Lashonos of Vayoreu Lanu HaMitzvim, Vayoreu Osanu, refers to these two aspects. On the one hand, there's an attempt to literally, physically destroy us, Rahman al-Litzan. On the other hand, to malign us. Anyone who's familiar with Goebbels and the final solution of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichron, the Shoah, that's a lot of what they were involved in, psychological assault, that they made us evil people, not just in their eyes, but in the eyes of the world at large. You just have to take a look at what's going on right now here in Eretz Yisrael. Now the world at large, unfortunately and tragically, how they see us, forgot about what happened at Simchas Torah, and instead we're guilty of genocide. We are the anti-humanitarian people of the world. Have no hasoga of humanity. We're just essentially cruel people and the like. So this is also very embedded in this kina of Rav Elazar HaKadosh. Sechi u'mo'o sesimuni b'evri chaveira. So on the one hand, we have the centrality of the Hashras Hashrino to the different venues that we mentioned a moment ago. Secondly, we have this attempt on the part of Umos HaElam, as I said, to demonize us. And beyond that, you see here, we have something else in this keynote that undoubtedly all of us constantly are struggling with. Namely, we ask Hashem Yisbarach to intervene. We don't want Hashem Yisbarach to be passive, to be silent, to be quiescent, but rather, since their interest is they want to destroy us. That's a famous Chaim Soloveitchik. His name, they say that any nation that rises against us and says להכין בגוי ולזוח השם ישוע לאור, להדין עבורת, and we cry out to Hashem Yisbarach, as I mentioned in the very beginning, what the Isha Rishim and Badea cried out to Hashem that Yitzhak and Avraham Avinu, one Akedah, we have many Akedos, so now, in effect, this is what we ask as well, towards the end of this Kino, we want Hashem Yisbarach to the issue of revenge and justice regarding our enemies. And the idea of the Kama is not something that we eschew. We understand the need for the Kama, for retribution, for judgment. And we pray, we daven actually, we say this in the Abba Rachamim, that we say before Musaban Shabbos. That was in response to all the massacres of the Crusades. But of course, when we speak about the Kama, Nekama really, Kel Nekama Hashem, Kel Nekama Sophia. We want Hashem to exact justice upon our enemies. We don't lay claim to the rights of retribution. The notion of ultimate judgment of human beings, revenge belongs in the realm of Hashem Yisbarach. And even though we seek revenge, we don't really want to perpetrate it ourselves. We want Hashem Yisbarach to go ahead and engage in this act of Nekama. So that's what you see here also at the end of this keynote. I think the most significant element is the element that I mentioned among the several elements that I mentioned is the avelos of the chisaron kvod shamayim. But the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Nab Gimel, the Gemara tells over a whole story about Rav Yossi, who was walking once at the end of the churba from the churba Yerushalayim, Aliyahu HaNavi come, Mishavali al HaPesach, and he says to me, "Bini makol shemat da b'chur bazo," and he answers, "I heard a baskol shemen ha'emes kayena oylu banim shebab nosev echrati es beisim esarati esecholi the glaze of the bed of umos." And he answered, "Chayecha v'chayi roshecha lo shazo b'levan amerikach v'chol yom v'yom shalosh pom b'amerikach." And whenever Chol Yisrael enter a beis knesses, a beis medrash, and say, "Yehich mi'agol m'beirach," this theme is very found all over Chazal, and it's embedded in Yehesh Me'rabah that we say on an ongoing basis. Rashi explains over there, Ashri Amelach Shem Kalsim Oso Beveso. Ashri calls Mancha Yakolu Zeh B'Tzorach Beis Avigdash. That Rebbe Shalom was Baruch Hashem, we heaped upon him shvachim v'kilusim, and we want Hashem Yisbarach to be megaleh kol shamayim. It should come back once again b'shleimus, and this is something which is very much embedded here in this kina where Rabbi Elazar Khalil laments over the chisaron of kol shamayim. The idea is to once again, hopefully, beis Hashem Yisbarach to bring that back, that kol shamayim which is terribly lacking. It should be returned, and it only can be returned by Klal Yisrael, who are shvachim. And that's the distinction, of course, between a malach and between a human being. And this, as I saw in the Maral, in this Gemara also, the way he explains the Gemara Dav Gimel, that we say b'loshen arami shalabino, also malachi asher sheni mevinim b'loshen arami shaliyikatim goalenu shalu shabtum shemach zeh ki malachi asher is iyafshel shabeach shemach zeh. They don't have the ability to engage in this kind of shvachim, only Klal Yisrael shem yizumonim and mukhal v'lelem abo, v'chal v'levarach kach, yesh mi'agol v'levarach, v'olam lo mi'amaya. So that is the she'ifa that we have on an ongoing basis, that the Rebbe Shem should once again be megala to us, kvot shamayim, and we should be zotah once again to the, what happened in Yerushalayim v'akedesh, a very famous taste of Al-Basra, that taste is right, and that sugya, where Yeshua ben Gamla, there's also another discussion for the Shaila, with Yeshua ben Gamla was married to Martha Bas Baisus. That's a whole discussion among the Farshim, that Martha Bas Baisus is the one that the Gemara talks about. She was from Yassi Rasa, Yerushalayim, the wealthy women of the city of Yerushalayim, and she literally didn't have what to eat, and so she sent a Shiach out. Then my follower, Shom, used to ask me, why did she keep sending Shluchim? And she should have recognized that each time he came back and said, this particular item is not there, next particular item is not there. She should have gone on her own, and then at the end she died. So that's what the Gemara speaks about her, so there's a shaila with her. So Yeshua ben Gamla, who according to one opinion was her husband, he was the one who was mesakein the whole system, the whole chinuch system. He was mesakein. So the Taisus there quotes the famous Taisus, "Ki mitzion tetzisera v'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim." I read the Taisus to you, but it's not necessary. Taisus essentially describes what Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh, was all about. When people came from Chutzaretz to be Eilu Regel Zayin, and when they saw the city of Yerushalayim with its Kedusha, with its Tara, with its Yofi, with its beauty, they were absolutely in a state of complete, I would say, Hashuas Hashchina, Ruach HaKodesh. So again, one of the elements that came about as a result of the Qurban was Hester Pudim. So I mentioned, you always noted that the entire Kino is divided into two. And based on the pasuk in Eicha, Zochro Yerushalayim, you have the division into two. That's really what the kinyan is all about. First, we discuss Yimei and then the second part of the kinyan, Kol Machamudeh Shoyilam, all the kinyan that we had, two aspects to Yerushalayim. Two different dimensions, Yerushalayim, the beautiful dimension described by the place of Baal Basra, or Kibitzil, Tetzisera, Yerushalayim, the Kedusha, the Yofi of Yerushalayim that we want to restore. So I you always said over that well known, the Gemara has at the end of the third paragraph of Baal Basra, Mes Sabbatim, quoted in Shemalach La'alocha. All these takonos that we do, Zeyba Lebigdash. We also have a Mishnah in Sukkah, the Malach. The Mishnah speaks about the fact that Minat Torah, there's an obligation to take the lulav only be on Rishon, and then only the Beis Hamikdash Shmachna Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim. So that was the takana of Rav Ben Zakkai that we should go ahead and now be misaken the lulav Kol Shiva Zeinu LeMikdash. So Taisa Sakasha Rishonim Es Kasha. We found more at the end of Psachim and many Rishonim Es Kasha. Why do we say Shaviyono every time it's the Zeinu LeMikdash? For example, in the case of the context of Sviyasa Emer, we don't say Shechiyonu, we say by Lulav, not by Emer. So many tirutzim are given by Rishonim. One of the tirutzim is that there's a chiddush between Lulav, where it's Zeichel HaMikdash, and the Sviyasa Emer, which is also Zeichel HaMikdash. So the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, explained, Tzvei Dinim is Zeichel HaMikdash. The Zeichel HaMikdash, the Churbanu, Zeichel HaMikdash, B'Tzifarta. Some things were instituted Zeichel HaMikdash, and we're trying to recall what they did with Mount HaMikdash, the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, and all that. Such as what I just described in the text of Baal Basra, Gabi Yerushalayim V'HaKodesh. So here there's a chiddush between Lulav and Tzvias HaEmer. In Lulav, more or less, we're doing the same that we did with Mount HaMikdash, and that's why we can make a bracha, Shechiyonu, that Tzvias writes at the end of brachas, and Rishonim and Poskim point out, you need Hanoah, you need Simcha, so that we have. When we take the Lulav, the other days of the Mikdash, the other days of Lulav, Sukkah is outside of the Mikdash, and we make a Shechiyonu, Zeichel HaMikdash, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim, that there's so much tragedy involved with Tzvi HaSoimah, we're missing the Ikar. The Mishnah is that describes Tzvi HaSoimah, and that the Pasuk in Nehemiah, where the Torah mentions that, so that's really the mitzvah that's lacking, Ikar Chasim HaSeper, the Ksira Saimah, the Abba, something is missing, something is lacking. But that lush in the Balamar at the end of Sophim. So here again is what in the keynote of Abdullah Qadir, we want on the one hand underscore and accentuate all the Bate Mishka, the Rosetta to the Ashwas Hashim on each one of them, what happened, and Hashem, we ask him for to go and avenge our situation. And Halavai, the Korah of Eiz Hashem Yisbarach, we should be so to once again come back to Yerushalayim, the Tifarta, the Binyana, the Shechula, the Yidura, the Meir B'Yavim.